Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. We're here for the interview. In the studio with me, I have Rick Peterson, the training coordinator with the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, and Eric Van Sice, AMC trainer. Welcome very much.
Morning.
Thank you for having us, Ann.
And so you're here to talk about the Mariner's First Aid and CPR course. Is that right?
Right. Yep,
okay,
that's correct.
Great. So let's get started. What is it?
Well, basically, it's a course that's designed for those people working offshore who don't have the luxury of calling 911 and having an ambulance arrive. It is a prolonged care type curriculum with delayed transport issues factored in. So.
And that's very important here in Sitka and other Southeast Alaska communities, and probably rural areas in the United States. Why is this so important?
Well, what we find is, people will take urban-based courses, which are all good, but they head out to their work environment or recreation environment, and something happens, injury or illness or something, and at times they feel like, what can I do? I'm on my boat. It's 3 or 4 hours from town. It's going to take a while. So this curriculum is designed to help those people decide what's serious, what's not serious. Can we fix this and make our way back to town, or do we need to get on the radio and request an evacuation?
Right. And so what are some of the scenarios that might come up that people will need this course for?
Well, for example, let's say a crew member slips on the deck and receives a nasty cut or wound to their arm or hand. In the urban context, we would keep the person stable, call 911, and ambulance arrives. In that context, we have to look at not only what's going on right now, but what's the anticipated problem out there on the horizon. So we've got an injured hand or an arm that we need to take care of right now, but later on, there could be swelling, infection, and it's just taking those immediate steps, but also, what do I need to do out in the future? What kind of care do I need to do, and what am I going to be looking out for?
Right. And so you had this Mariner's First Aid and CPR course available a while ago, and you're bringing it back. Is that right, Rick?
That's correct. And we're really happy to have Eric on our team now. He just joined us recently. He came over from Search. And some other providers in town have dropped out of the game, and so we're picking up where they left off. This is a hands-on program. We're running it in a style similar to our drill conductor classes, where it's skills-based and not a lot of PowerPoint and lecture.
Okay, great. And there's a network of instructors, I understand. Is that right?
Well, that's true. AMC is in 6 time zones right now. We teach from American Samoa to Maine, Florida to Barrow, and we have instructors all over the place. And we're going to start here in Sitka and spread this program statewide and nationwide if we can.
Okay, great. And why are you bringing it back now? What's happening?
We try to meet unmet needs, and I think that we found that the folks that we're providing it aren't anymore, and so we need to bring it back ourselves.
Right. And so could you kind of describe maybe a scene or something that might happen that someone might need this course for? Rick?
Sure.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I used to be a commercial fisherman, too, and I can remember some of the stories of someone getting their arm caught around the camshaft in an engine in a skiff, or going through a deck winch, or getting hooks in the hand, or I've even heard stories of hooks in the face. Those are the kinds of things that you'd like to deal with out there.
Okay, great. And so who can take these courses?
They are open to the general public. We also provide classes for agencies and specific groups, so we would encourage anybody who's interested to come see us. We'll be offering them regularly to the public, once a month maybe for a while, but we'll also do custom classes on an as-need basis.
Okay, great. And what is the cost for this course?
For the Mariner's First Aid and CPR course, it's $95. The certification is valid for 2 years. It's recognized by the Coast Guard and all the important agencies. So we do have that. The other courses we offer are through Wilderness Medical Associates International. Teaching their range of courses, which is a 3-year certification for those as well.
And so once someone takes this course, how long are they certified?
Well, again, it would be a two-year certification as far as the Mariner's First Aid. If they did elect to take some of the wilderness courses, it's 3 years, and all of those transfer across the country, so it's not just a state-specific type of certification.
Okay, great. And how long have you been a trainer for AMSI?
Well, actually, for AMSI, just since November, I've been an EMS educator for about 21 years now, and the people that helped me get started in this are actually, you know, Jerry Dugan, who's the director, Sue Clark Jensen, who's in town here, and other instructors. So, yeah, it's a very homegrown-based group of people.
And what got you started to begin with 21 years ago?
Was not a plan. It was, I worked in the Forest Service, I commercial fished, and happened to be a course where I lived in the village of Hoonah, and I took a class and essentially got hooked, and here I am.
Great. And so there are some upcoming events as well.
Sure, yeah. The Mariner's First Aid Program is just one of many classes that we teach, and in Sitka we'll be providing some cool opportunities soon. This Tuesday, February 3rd, we're partnering with the library, and at 6:30 on Tuesday, we'll be doing survivor stories. Spencer Severson and Mike Mayo will be sharing some of their survival and event stories from the past. I'll be moderating that. In the middle of the month, February 18th and 19th, we're providing a drill conductor class for the public. That's free. And we have four instructor training classes coming up. If you'd like to become an AMSI instructor, we'd love to have you in the network. We're teaching in Ketchikan, Seward, Seattle, and Maine. And for more information on those, you can call us at 747-3287 or check out our website, amsi.org. We're also reminding people this is a great time to renew your memberships. At the beginning of the calendar year is a great time to join AMSI again. We really thank our members for unrestricted funding that we can use to provide training. We also like to thank our other major funders like the Coast Guard and the State of Alaska's DCCED, Center for Disease Control, NIOSH, and OSHA. But we really couldn't get some of those other funds, big money funds, without a membership base. So for more information about membership, you can check out our website.
And what's the website address?
AMSEA.org, AMSEA.org.
Okay, great. And so for the Mariner's First Aid and CPR course, do people need to bring anything for people who are interested in taking it?
No, they can just show up, and that is part of the course where we try to provide materials that are commonly found on vessels. So that's the other thing about the course. It's improvised gear, teaching those mariners that, okay, all that stuff that we're kicking around and shoving out to the side suddenly becomes a very important thing that they can utilize, and that's another part of the course. And like Rick had talked to, you know, we do custom courses. We can even go on board people's vessels, and if there's enough crew members, and do a class right on their boat, you know, and basically empower them to be able to go out on the ocean and have a little more confidence and skills.
And so the next class is February 20th. What can people expect when they come to the class? What kind of things will you be doing?
We model it very much like the drill conductor courses, where it's scenario-based. There is instructional material that's given, but we do role-playing. There's pertinent scenarios or recent events that we use. It's a hands-on, interactive, getting that muscle memory as opposed to just sitting and watching a tape. And so it's very interactive and dynamic. A lot of it is based on the class, what their needs are, and so it's just something where they can expect being able to move around and learning a lot of good hands-on skills.
And so the next class is February 20th. The next one after that is March 20th. And if people have questions, they can call 747-3287, or they can register at amsi.org. Should people know anything else about details about how to go about signing up?
Essentially, if they call the number, any one of the staff out there can assist them. They're more than welcome to contact me, you know, Eric Van Sice, if they have specific things. And especially if they... you know, there's also, we're providing our services for land-based, too. And we still teach the traditional shore-based CPR and first aid, so if there's outfits out there that really aren't going to be in the backcountry or offshore, we can help them with those things, too.
That's a good point.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for joining me. The Mariner's First Aid and CPR course is available from the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association on February 20th. Any questions, you can call 747-3287 or go to amsea.org, amsea.org. Rick Peterson and Eric Van Sice, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.